You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slatter and Antonio Turner, right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network, and check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball. Hello, everyone. Ty Slatter.
Antonio Turner.
Welcome to another edition of GTA Heat Check, brought to you by GTA Sports Network. Make sure you follow GTA Sports Network on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, subscribe to your channel, GTA Sports. And don't forget GTASportsNet.com for all things world sports. And y'all gonna put some respect on my man Russell Westbrook's name today. Don't let this Laker Nation man fool you. He act like everything is cool and copacetic, but he know how I feel about Russell Westbrook. I'm sick and tired of y'all blaming Russell for all y'all problems. Bron asked him to be here.
That don't mean he ain't a problem.
He ain't the problem.
But he a problem.
Let me explain here. 100%. How do you expect a player to know his role when the roster keeps changing every game?
He a Hall of Famer, right?
No.
And so he a Hall of Famer, right?
How do you expect him to know his role when the players he's supposed to play with ain't available? AD missed half over half season. LeBron missed a good part of the season.
He didn't miss that. Not at the beginning, he didn't. Now AD, that's a different story. You know how I feel about AD being on Lakers. He stuck with it.
Is he tradable?
No. Well, he's tradable, but they won't get what they want in return. So it means he's not tradable. If I can't get a player, two players in a pick, two respectable players in a pick.
Free Russ, man. Free Russ.
I mean, that's cool with me because
– Free Russ, man. Go where you celebrate, not tolerate it. I should not be watching all of these media networks covering Summer League, not even covering the game because Lakers was losing, by the way.
Oh,
lost by like 20. Yeah, but instead of covering the game, the story is – LeBron's on one side of the court with the rest of the team, and Russ is over here trying to coach the G League team that's losing by 20, being the ultimate teammate. Then, hold on.
When we're looking at Scottie Pippen and Shaquille O'Neal.
Really, you're looking at Scottie Pippen.
Well, because Scottie got a great chance of making an
after. Honestly.
Shaquille, we're going to put him on G League. We're going to do Shaq a favor for a season and see where it goes. He had a good one.
What I want to understand is, all this slander for Russ is undeserving, okay? If I'm Russ, I'm demanding a way out. Get me out of here. Because I'm not playing for a franchise that one minute wants to give me, you know, show love, and then behind my back try to get me traded.
So were they really playing?
Oh, well, me and you talked about this off the air.
Or were they just associates?
No, they were friends. I think the problem is they became associates once they became co-workers. The problem came in when they became co-workers.
Okay.
Because Bron is 37 and a half. He will be 38 on the 30th of December. I should know. He's a Capricorn like me. Listen, King James about to be 38.
Yeah.
In basketball years, I would just say 50.
Yo.
Yo as hell.
$1 million.
He is in a win now situation, and like a James Harden, which we're gonna get into later. That's a lighter part of the story, lighter part of the episode. Cause I'm gonna give James Harden props today.
Finally, I don't think you ever
he did something. He did something.
Never gave him props.
He did something that I never thought he would do.
I told you.
I think he realized his mortality in NBA years. He ain't got much time left. But we'll get to him in a second. I'm gonna say I want to address the Lakers situation. Here's my issue with the Lakers right now. So Woj is on the TV right now. I'm addressing the fact that Woj has been on TV more than he needed to be, and they keep asking him the same question.
You're right.
They showed the part where him, Pelinka, and Sean Marks and all them were standing next to each other trying to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. So when it comes to Woj, everybody knows that Woj is the corporate guy, right?
Yeah, he don't talk to players.
He don't talk to players. He talks to franchises.
Yeah, he talks to
owners.
GMs.
Yeah.
Basketball operations. You know. Shams talks to the players.
He's like,
i.e. Kyrie Irving.
Like, what's the name like that?
Who's that? Who's that?
Rusar's like that.
Yeah.
Rusar's like that.
Yeah. And even Stephen A.
Stephen A, yeah.
You know? But when he's not beefing with him, we're talking crazy about him. But anyway, you know, and then they confront him in the hallway and tunnels and stuff, you know. But a la Marcus Morris. But the Lakers media needs to just fall back. Either do the deal with Kyrie Irving and get Russell up out of there. I'm hearing multiple rumblings that the Spurs are going to be involved somehow, and Russ might end up in San Antonio instead of Brooklyn if they do it. Yeah. If they do it that way, because the Spurs reportedly want DeAndre Ayton, but if they strike out DeAndre Ayton, then they're going to go and get Russ because on expiring contract.
Well, and they need somebody to be semi
decent.
To Javonte Murray. I mean, that's what Javonte Murray is, a younger version of West.
True. So he needs somebody to fill in that role. And I think Russ will fill
in. I think he can't get any better than Popovich.
You really can't, coaching wise. That's the best situation for him. Honestly. You're almost guaranteeing Russ back in the playoffs.
I mean, at least a chance.
A real legit chance. I'll tell you where he should have stayed at. I wish he did. I wish he stayed.
Washington. Problem was, your man's got hurt.
Yeah, Bill got hurt.
Bill got hurt. Yeah,
which he always does right when it matters the most, it seems like.
Until it's time to sign.
It's time to get paid. Oh, he ain't hurt now.
It's time to sign 5-year contract, $250.
What pain?
Yeah, exactly.
My
I know I missed the year.
Hey, my hand work.
I know I missed half the year.
I signed that contract.
And I know I missed half the season.
Are you ready?
How much?
Yeah.
Okay, no, contract.
He's the type to be like, ow, mm-hmm. How much? I'll be back for training camp.
Yeah.
Let me sign that. I'll see you in training camp. We'll be back.
What's up?
While we're out west, though, I'm going to leave the Laker thing alone for now, other than just the fact that we're going from – talking about Russ at Darwin Ham's opening conference as a head coach.
I mean, I saw Darwin Ham said, I want part of my team.
What I also want to address, don't think I'm going to let you off the hook, Rob Pelinka. Going on, they ask you questions in summer league talking about AD having the best offseason in his career. You know what? I want to throw my shoe at the TV when I seen that one. I said, first of all,
you know the answer to that is
LeBron.
Rob Pelinka is not the GM of anything in LA.
He's the guy that's supposed to say that.
He's at least the third option.
You being nice.
I said at least.
Being nice. Because it goes Genie,
LeBron,
Rich Paul, the Rambis. Phil Jackson. Like, there's so many people that go before Rob. Rob goes in front of the cameras and say what they're supposed to say, and they give him the script. But as far as the movers and shakers, it's clutch.
Yeah.
We know that.
Exactly.
It's clutch.
Exactly. That's why I was including Rich Paul and LeBron's all.
Yeah.
I want to separate.
We have to, because legally LeBron is supposed to have a sports agency as an active player. So I separate him from legality. It's all a technicality.
Everybody knows, but
it's
whatever.
It's Rich Paul's agency.
Oh, yeah, it's Rich Paul.
I am a client of Clutch Sports.
I don't do anything, man. I just go home with my $1 million, try to keep my body up, same way. That's it, man. Go to Bronny game.
I'm going to support the young guys.
Yeah, you know. Just go to Bronny game. Coach Bronny.
Support Scottie Pippen Jr., you know what I'm saying? Make sure he's ready for the league. I'm going to need him next year.
I am an active NBA player. That made it a bit. That's it.
Okay, so before we move off the Laker conversation, because I have to ask you as the inside Laker man here at GTA, what – because I know I told you what I think is going to happen in regards to who's coming back on those free agents that were
– Yeah, well, we agreed on most of them.
So we both agreed that Melo's coming back.
They should bring Melo. They ain't got no – what else? What
even though I did hear a report that the Knicks are opening the door for a reunion.
What other shooters the Lakers got?
And with Melo – and when D-Rose hurt, Melo could go back to
your best shooter. Well, your best shooter is LeBron.
Because I don't see Melo going to the Nets with KD and Kyrie. And
I mean
– that don't make sense.
The only reason he would want to go there is because he's from there, but his stuff, everything he doing is L.A. too. Because
Cayenne's out there now, so it don't really make sense now.
Yeah, exactly. You know
what I'm saying? So Melo basically can resign.
He's going to resign for probably what he did last year.
Okay. And we both said, now with the signing of Thomas Bryant, mm-hmm. that Dwight Howard is gone.
Yeah, you know, so I forgot. I knew they signed him, so I forgot they drafted him.
Oh, Max Christie?
No, they had drafted
Oh, Thomas Bryant. Yeah.
After he did that, because he got traded.
Yeah.
After he got drafted.
So yeah, we all forgot about that. But he tweeted about it. He said he went full circle.
Yeah, I literally looked at it. I said, I forgot that. And you know, he's an IU. Came from IU.
So I'm going to break down the active players and then show you who's on the cap holds here, according to Sports Track, Spot Track. Mm-hmm. So we got Russell opted in to his. Of course, we got LeBron. Those are the two highest paid with AD coming in third. You still got Talen Horton-Tucker right now as a free agent. But, of course, I guess they
got his rights, though.
Yeah. Then you got Lonnie Walker, the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
They read up Kendrick Nunn. They brought him back on a mid-level exception. Stanley Johnson.
Oh, no. I don't know what type of exception it is. There go their two centers. They ain't getting no more centers. I forgot about
Damian Jones.
Yeah, that's their two centers right there.
Thomas Bryant.
That's their two centers.
Which is, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
You got Wayne Gabriel coming back.
Yeah, there go.
Tony Brown. Yeah, I guess. He got to step up if he want to be a 3-and-D. He really got to step up if he want to play.
Who's that?
TSA.
Oh, JTA?
Yeah. You call him TSA?
TSA.
You pity.
They got him on a minimum, though.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but they ain't got no threes. Then they back up threes behind LeBron.
Oh, Torrey Brown Jr. and JTA?
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. And then Wayne Gabriel.
Exactly. And he had a four.
That's tough.
And Stanley.
Stanley.
I'm losing him at defense.
He's undersized.
I'm using him at defense alone.
And you got Scottie Pippen Jr. and Cole Swatter on two ways.
Exactly. So Scottie Pippen is going to be my shooter. Like, I don't know what Max Christie. I guess he's a two guard, but I don't know if he can shoot like that.
We'll see what he can do.
Between two of these rookies, they got to be my shooters.
So you're basically putting wrong a bunch of young guys. Now, has that ever worked in his career before?
Not really.
Okay, because. That's as a Laker, I'm asking you.
I'm hoping.
Can that work?
That's why I need Melo. And I need AD to go back to at least all-star level. AD. And if I get Kyrie, I think I'm going to be the only person that Kyrie respects.
Who?
Is LeBron.
Yeah.
I think that might be the only player he do respect, that he would listen to. Like, he respect KD, but is he really going to listen to KD?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. So, of course, they haven't updated this yet, but Mac McClung's on the Warriors now.
Yeah, I know. He busted. They're busted in.
Saw DiVincenzo on the Warriors, too. So, they made that official.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Gallinari cleared waivers in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So, you said re-sign Carmelo, let DJ Augustine go. Deion's still on the books. Jared Dudley needs to come off the books. Ken Bateman needs to come off the books. Where did Ken Bateman go again? Do you remember?
I have no idea.
Wayne Ellington got to come off the books. Agent. Yeah, probably.
They both probably still free agents.
Oh, Ken and Wayne Ellington.
Mm-hmm.
Avery Bradley.
He needs to retire.
Kostas Antetokounmpo.
Might as well go to your brother, man.
Basically.
Because they're going to keep signing.
Yeah, so.
We might too, Wayne.
Yeah, so with that current roster, what do you see the Lakers going next year?
With Westbrook?
The Kyrie deal ain't done yet, so we got to go with what you got right now. He opted in, so right now he's still a Laker.
If they all healthy, I'll put them at best. I will put them.
It's in the West, mind you.
I know. So I would put them, I would say 7. At best, 6. I'll put him playing.
Went from 6 to playing. Which one is it?
I was saying 7.
Oh, 7 is
playing. Yeah, I was saying 7, and I said at best 6. That's pushing it.
Teams are getting younger. Y'all the oldest team in the league still.
But if I'm getting 30 points from LeBron, I'm really want AD to have 28 to 30, but
you be realistic.
Yeah, exactly. 25.
Probably start getting you about 18. If you're being honest.
His career average is 25.
That's because of the years in New Orleans. That ain't L.A. AD.
Yeah, 2 years in L.A. for that.
Barely. How many games he play?
Point.
Yeah, all right.
I said a healthy
game. All right, yeah, yeah. So.
I got a better coaching staff.
Okay. You do.
You got way better coaching staff. And I do got two crazy coaches that probably will smack your side of the head if you don't listen. Rasheed Wallace being number one.
And Darrell Ham.
Mm-hmm.
This should be interesting.
And like you said, LeBron getting younger. He ain't got time for us.
While we're in West, before I go to the East, I want to address.
I was at the anniversary.
Wow.
The anniversary of that trade.
So I want to address the Utah Jazz for a hot second. Team that I really care less about, but in this particular instance, they are a hot topic based on what reports just came out. Multiple league insiders say that Danny Ainge does not believe that Donovan Mitchell can be a number one option for Utah Jazz. This is coming from the inside. He's the advisor of Utah Jazz.
What you're telling me is he wrote this one for Boston.
Yep.
With Jason Tatum.
Yep. And be the number two guy to Jason Tatum.
Mm-hmm. But you have to give me Jaylen Brown.
I think they make that move.
And Marcus Smart.
I honestly think they make that move. Based on Marcus Smart's finals performance, I think they make that move. They just got Gallinari, so I think Braxton was a pull that trigger. Because you didn't have Tatum, you asked for Brown. That's doable.
The crazy part is?
That's doable. And he don't like Smart no way. You know he don't like Smart. You know he don't like Marcus Smart.
The crazy part is it's because Danny Ainge, so he ain't going to get all that. He's going to get.
It's gonna be a steal.
Who y'all got off the bench?
Creighton Pritchard.
Exactly. We'll give you
Jalen
Brown.
Matter of fact, hold on. No, I will. He's in the trade conversations too. But I think he's on.
Oh, you're not even on there.
In Brooklyn. Oh, because he was in the trade package for the Kyrie and Russell thing.
They're thinking off since they made some off Boston's bench.
Let me see.
But Jalen Brown and Creighton Pritchard just straight up for Donovan. Really?
And it'll happen just because he's there.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he's there. Oh, so
man. I don't want him. He's been retired by the time that deal happens.
Who? Well, you gotta realize they got Brogdon for nothing. Yeah. They didn't give up nothing. And Gallinari. So right now they probably give you Grant Williams, Peyton Pritchard, and Luke Kornet. You could give up them three and Jalen Brown and get Donovan Mitchell, and it would make sense because you got like four players for one.
Right.
A borderline all star,
mm-hmm.
and some role players.
I would rather have Derrick White.
Oh, you ain't getting Derrick White. Well, Derrick White. Just those two for Donovan?
And Grant
Williams. Oh, see, yeah, I say you gonna throw somebody else in here. That's honestly doable. They drafted Grant, so yeah, they could do that. He's on a rookie contract. That could work. Those are rookies, so you could really make that work.
The only reason I would want Jason Tatum, but you're not going to give me
Yeah, you're going to get JB.
Exactly.
We keep it Tatum. Tatum is a Celtic.
Yeah, no one.
What? What?
I might have to think about it, because the way Tatum – yeah, I'm a Jason Tatum fan. But the way he showed up in the finals or did not show up in the finals –
they're not gonna trade Tatum. Tatum's the fan base won't let Brad Stevens live in Boston if he do that. Think about it. I know what you know. Yeah. The final performance was terrible. We all can agree to that. He folded. Now if he do it again, he's up on the block.
Mm-hmm.
But right, if Danny Ainge was on the phone with Stevens, which you know they still talking. Because mm-hmm. he's the inside man, still a Boston Celtic at heart.
Yeah, I'm still a Celtic
technically. So he'll probably be like, look. Brown's value is higher than Tatum's based on the finals right now. Marcus Smart's value, even though he had ups and downs, he's still more valuable now than he'll ever be.
Yeah, because he's defensive player of the year.
And he just won defensive player of the year. So
where they got all this money from contract.
I know.
Looks like what's the name's contract is off the books, though.
Who?
Al Horford. It's faded out.
Yeah.
So is it
based unless off? It's
oh, because they pay it. Okay, Oklahoma City paid.
Mm-hmm.
They paid 19.
Remember, million. He got that bag.
Yeah, when they left. Spoken, Oklahoma City paid 19 million of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we paying him. We just paid him a bad bit.
Basically, we got him back for cheap.
They paying him 6 million.
You got him back for cheap.
6.5 million.
You got him back. For, you got him back for cheap. It worked out good. Mm-hmm. You got him back.
They
got
to figure that out.
Yeah.
Because Brogdon and what's the name?
Brought in who ain't gonna work?
Marcus Smart.
You already know. Mm. And then, you know what though? that move actually makes more sense to trade Smart now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Getting him for nothing and keeping Smart leads makes him a tradable asset.
Oh, absolutely. Cause I could get something.
So honestly, I would keep Derek White. Scratch trading Derek White for that. I would
get something for
him. I can get something for him.
If not a future, some future pick.
Him and JB in a package.
He'll open up space for me to find a pick.
Trying to find that place that defines your look? Check out Jay's Classic Cuts. Need a taper fade, more drip for your waves, or maybe a crispy lineup for your dreads and braids? One cut from John the Barber, how you feeling like the Godfather? Book your look with Jay today on the Cut app. Jay's Classic Cuts, located 1387 Shaylin Avenue, Suite E. It's Ty Slider with GTA Sports. Hello everyone, this is Ty Slider from GTA Sports. It's 2022, time for something new. New age elements. Stay true and be authentically you. Usher in the new ways your way. Wear your story with pride. Vintage and modern vibes with the creators in mind. Special collections coming soon, so stay tuned. NAElements.net. Invest in your best. You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slider and Antonio Turner. Right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. And check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
Or somebody that want to be...
You got
or
so
somebody
many,
that's like a 6'7 man.
You're Boston. You got so many trade packages on this roster.
Mm-hmm.
As it stands right now. And I just came off a finals run. So everybody's value is up right now.
Oh, big fans.
Outside of Park Table. Everybody else's value is up right now. Everybody else's value. He can always bounce back. He'll bounce back.
I need him to bounce back.
But, yeah, that's going
to
be interesting.
Don't really care what he's going to regular season. He at that point.
Yeah.
I know what you're going to do. You're going to get 25 and 7.
We know what you're going to do in the regular season.
At this point.
Yeah. So, where do you – I know we said they're going to drop off because they traded Tice – Aaron Nesmith, mm-hmm. Nick Stauskas, and Juwan Morgan in a 2023 first round from Malcolm Brogdon. That was a haul.
Yeah, it was. They got rid of all their basic – they bench.
Tice was a starter.
I mean, exactly.
But, yeah.
I mean, he's a starter, but really a bench player because Al Horford.
So, where does – well, you got Gallinari, which basically replaces Tice in a way.
Yeah, so, yeah, I got – yeah, but you better hope Peyton Pritchard or Derek White
step
off your
up,
bench.
Step up.
Because my starting lineup is who? Brogdon, Smart, Tatum, Brown, Horford.
Derek White come off the bench.
Or
yeah.
Robert Williams.
Yep.
Robert Williams or Al Horford off the bench.
Mm-hmm. Where do they finish next season with this roster as it stands?
So I rescind all my statement about Brooklyn Nets.
I'm gonna have to hear this all season.
You definitely are.
Priceless.
First of all, I might not count the season. Sorry, we in the offseason. That's my statement. Don't worry.
Let me go ahead and clarify why he keeps saying he rescinds his statement. For those of y'all that don't know, this man had Brooklyn in the top three, top five next season. Prior, mind you, this was literally
2 days before.
Yeah, it actually was hours before. Okay, that was episode we recorded, and then he demanded a trade.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you, later. Kevin Durant.
So thank you, Kevin Durant. He was speaking highly about the Brooklyn Nets running it back next season, right when Kevin Durant demanded a trade.
Yeah.
So.
I thought you was going to get the best of KD and Kyrie.
Here's the flip side to your rescinding statements. We just talked about this, and that's a great segue. The Brooklyn Nets possibly will be the same team next year they are right now if a trade doesn't go down by the end of summer league.
Yeah, this is not real. This is not like Love and Hip Hop. It's not reality TV, man. It's basically what it looked like. Look like we watching.
Say making all this noise.
It looked like this is a show that come on at 12 o'clock every Monday.
Oh, Young and the Restless?
Yeah, exactly. Young and the Restless. Like, that's what it looked like. Everybody's be ready.
All of my
like,
children?
Every day at 12 o'clock.
So
it's a soap opera.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. Players nowadays, I mean,
if they would just be quiet.
It's like you said earlier. You said that Kyrie Irving going to the Lakers, LeBron, like he's the only player that can manage Kyrie's drama off court. No one want to put up with him and make him get the best out of him.
That's basically what it is.
And
because he ain't gonna listen to KD, because most people say, I know a lot of people say this, Kyrie was the leader over KD.
You know,
I would say James Harden.
I'm going to give the mainstream media their props for taking 3 years to say what I've been saying since we started this show. KD and Kyrie are not leaders. And the fact that you're even having a debate on who's the better leader out of those two, and you're saying Kyrie, lets me know everything I need to know right there. Hey,
first of all,
lets me know everything I need to know and why you rescinded your statement. Because
Boston's a top four seed.
Whoa. We said they were going to fall off. Well, you know what?
They made some more moves.
They did.
They didn't have Brogdon.
They didn't have Gallinari.
And Gallinari is a 10-year, 11-year vet. Knows exactly what he's doing. Mm. And he has zero pressure on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think Robert Williams is going to be better.
100%.
Mm-hmm. I do think they're going to figure out who's going to do what. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. One of them got to be catapulted up.
One and number
two. It's probably going to be Jason Tatum.
That's what
it should be.
Yeah.
Because he's bigger, obviously. And it's a wing game. He's a wing.
Right. It's all about the wings.
I'm expecting 27 points from Jason Tatum. 22 points from Jaylen Brown. Brogdon, at best, you the third option. I would go with Marcus Smart as my third best scoring option. That's me. But Brogdon's going to average what he was averaging when he was in, what's it, Milwaukee.
About what, 17, 18 points a game?
I'd say 15, but he's going to average assists. He's going to average 10 assists. Because all he had to do back then was pass to Giannis. That's the easy 8 assists.
Right.
Off rip.
Now you got Tatum and Brown.
Exactly. So that's another easy 8 assists.
Okay.
So he's going to average 15 and 9.
So you got Boston in the top 4?
Yeah.
Give me your top 5.
Top 5?
No particular order.
No particular order.
Because the next team we're going to talk about is in that top 5. And then I swear to God, they better be number 1 next year. I swear to God.
I don't need them to be number 1.
I swear to God, they better be number 1.
But I don't need them to be number 1.
Go ahead and give me your 5.
No particular orders. Milwaukee, Philly, Miami, Boston, and I might be out on them on this one. Atlanta.
You're not, because I think that once they get the chemistry and figure out who's taking the last shot in the fourth, should be Trey.
It should be Trey.
DeJounte Murray can be the guy at the end, but he's not really a shooter.
He could get to the rim.
Well, he can get you to the rim, though. No. But what he does, it takes a lot of pressure off Trae Young to not shoot as much throughout the game in the first 3 quarters.
They got a headache right now they're dealing with, so that's the other problem.
John Collins?
Yeah, that's their problem.
Ain't gonna trade him.
Exactly.
I already told in my ISMO who they should grab, they should make a trade for Miles Turner or DeAndre Ayton.
They should. Because what's not even need to be traded, to be honest?
Who?
He old and slow now.
Who? Yeah.
If I'm not trading,
he don't fit the pace of play.
Now he's coming off the bench.
He don't fit the pace of play that the – that Trae Young and DeJounte Murray, they're runners.
Yeah, exactly.
So completely composed game doesn't fit that. But Miles will be healthy and DeAndre Ayton will fit that too. And he fits their timeline.
They got a good chance to get. I would go with Ayton.
Only reason I say that because Miles is in the conversation right now.
Well, the only reason I say that is because of the East West.
I get it. But then what's gonna happen is I saw a report that the Suns could be in the running for Miles Turner and then send DeAndre to the Pacers.
Yeah.
I did see that too. He fits their timeline too.
I did see that.
He fit their timeline too.
Yeah,
age wise, him and Halliburton, I can see it. Pick and roll, pick and pop.
Yeah.
I mean,
it can work.
You average your 18 and 10 with Halliburton, you probably get 20 and 12.
Get the Pacers.
If they pull it off,
get the Pacers.
They got the money.
2 to 3 years.
They got the money.
Pacers 2 to 3 years to figure out some stuff
and move Miles Turner. You'd be good
because Halliburton is a franchise player in the game.
You said Caris LeVert,
no? Exactly. No, Caris LeVert is in Cleveland.
That's right. Yeah, that was a terrible move. That was stupid.
Just,
good for Cleveland.
Yeah, that was stupid.
That was Cleveland.
But I do like the Pacers.
Benedict.
Benedict, yeah.
He was
killing in the tournament.
I just hope he's not a T.J. Warren type guy, like cooking a little like summer league and then fall off in the regular season. I hope not. Oh, I hope not. But as far as the team that I was addressing in his top five, and he's saying they should be number one. Here's my here's why I say that. Seeding.
Yeah.
Competition.
Well, because you want everything to go to, I want everything to go to Philly.
I want everything to go to Philly. Because what's going to happen is, and the reason why I say that is because, ladies and gentlemen, the Philadelphia 76ers are on the clock as of 48 hours ago. James Harden signed a two-year, $66, $68 million deal. That was a $15 million pay cut, what he was eligible for. Turned down the $47 million he could have opted into, a la Russell Westbrook, and said, okay, I see the mistake they just made. They just gave Russ all that money. He didn't take no discount. He didn't negotiate. No, he just took what they offered.
He be mad at Russ at this
point. Nope. But he said, I, James Harden, want to win a championship here in Philly. I want them to win. So him doing that, if you haven't noticed, I touched on this in ISO mode. Mm-hmm. Him taking the $15 million pay cut guaranteed them getting P.J. Tucker, three-year, 33 guaranteed. De'Anthony Melton out of Memphis. Y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand who that man is. Y'all, no, y'all just don't know.
He not even 6 foot.
And y'all think Shake Milton is nice off the bench? Woo! Wait till y'all get De'Anthony Melton on the starting lineup.
Ball. Ain't
a dunk.
5'11". Ain't got a jet.
Baller.
Cash.
Baller. Then they got Daniel House Jr. This is like a Rockets reunion to me. Mm-hmm. All they need is Gerald Green and Clint Capella out there backing up Joel. Boy, listen. Listen. And it could work because James Harden bought the best out of Clint Capella.
Which one? Philly? Right here. Hold on.
They got
Bassey.
That's what I was trying to think of what the backup one was.
They got Paul. Yeah, they got Bassey right now.
Bassey.
And Paul Reed's a stretch. He a 4-stretch 5.
Yeah, he ain't really a 5. They be stretching him.
So right now, even though
I still got Court Moss.
They haven't re-signed him yet.
He on free agent.
They need to re-sign him. I touched on it on ISO mode because we can get the same money.
We can do that.
Again.
Got 5.5.
They do have a hard cap though.
Yeah.
They're hard cap. This is what he's getting this season.
32.6.
Yeah, compared to what he could have got.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tobias was on that. Now, keep in mind, y'all, the players that we just mentioned, prior to him taking that pay cut, I'm about to get to that.
I know.
Tobias was on the market, if you remember. Thibault was on the market, remember? Not now.
No.
But he was in the conversation. And they wanted Tobias, too, because Tobias was trying to move that contract.
Yeah, that's a tough
contract. But see, they sent off Danny Green. They got to free some money up, got him waived, and then they brought in Melton. They brought in there was another guy they brought with him, but I don't think they kept him. Yeah, I don't see him on here now. He might be gone now. Hold on.
Oh, in the trade.
Yeah, it was a guy they picked up with David Roddy.
Oh, yeah.
He was a draft pick. He got drafted by Philly. He got traded. See, he got sent off with Danny Green. He was part of the trade. He was part of that. That's how they got De'Anthony Melton. They sent David Roddy. So they sent a draft pick to get him.
Yeah.
We already told you Danny Green is going to get waived because that he got tore ACL.
Yeah, and they're going to free up some more space. And now give me space to re-sign Court Moss.
So right now, as it stands, we got James Harden locked in for 2 years with a player option. Tobias Harris is still on his current contract. Max and – Joel is still on his rookie extension.
Yeah, he probably got, I think, next year.
PJ Tucker just got up, guaranteed money, all that, 33 change, you know, with a no-trade clause, mid-level exception. De'Anthony Melton, of course, acquired via trade.
Yeah, he's
right.
They're paying
half.
A little bit over half, yeah.
Korkmaz needs to get re-signed.
Yeah, as soon as everything clears. As soon as we release Danny Green officially.
Mm-hmm. Resign Korkmaz. Tell him hold tight. Thibault's gonna be an anchor on defense. Absolutely. He's gonna be the new Danny Green.
Absolutely.
He work on his clip. He can shoot the three. Mm-hmm. He get better with his clip. He could be a real problem at shooting guard.
And then I got Daniel.
You got Daniel House Jr. back on a biannual. You still got Tyrese Maxey, who had a breakout season. He's still on a rookie contract. Oh, Steel. Jaden Springer. You just drafted him?
Yeah, I see him.
Shake still here. They re-signed him.
I'm putting him and Melton is my backup backfield.
At the 1-2? Shake run the offense, Melton catch and shoot. Whoa. And they fast.
In-house.
And they fast.
House is my 3. Nang is my 4.
House might mess around if he's good enough. They'll rotate him and start line to play with Harden.
The only reason, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Because Thibault is kind of a question mark on offense.
That's what I'm saying.
But he got to start.
He's a lot on defense, though.
Yeah, that's the reason why I got to start with defense.
And then you got Bassey as your backup, yeah, who you drafted.
Yep.
So he's still on a cheap contract. Got him for the cheap. I mean, I said in the ISO mode, Philly's offseason moves, Daryl Morey can be executive of the year next year.
Yes.
I know you don't want them to be number one. Do you see them finishing this year this roster?
So I would put it between, to be honest, it's going to be between them and Milwaukee.
Again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I would put them at. Okay. I'm not saying they got to be. Because I got higher expectations than number one.
Right. Bro, I get that.
Yeah.
I'm saying that because I want the matchups. Seeding matters.
It does.
More than we give credit
to. And the real reason, I know the real reason why he gave them a 2-year window is Joel Embiid.
And James Harden. He got 2 years left before he really falls off. Yeah, like, he had the twilight right now.
And I think Joel's going to fall off.
Right with him. Exactly. They timed it right. The contract. That's it. What I said in the video was, this is the same team that said trust the process, right?
Yeah.
What better way to end the story with a championship to make all these moves?
Yeah.
Y'all had Markel Fultz, lost him. Y'all had Ben Simmons, lost him. Joel's played his best, been the healthiest he's been his whole career last season.
Yeah.
And y'all got James Harden. Lost Steph Curry, but got James Harden.
Yeah, so we.
This is it. Like, yeah, this I'm not is sure it.
B has another MVP. Type season in.
He damn near need to.
I know.
Damn
well, because I said he only got 2 type MVP seasons. The rest is going to be
high
all-star. Yeah, still 28 and 12.
Yeah.
But ain't MVP because you need 32.
Yeah.
It's 15.
I say if James Harden wants to cement his legacy, because he's already a first-ball Hall of Famer based on MVP, Houston Harden, and of course we did Houston.
Yeah, scoring averaging triple-double,
scoring titles. He's already a Hall of Famer, just like Westbrook is.
Yeah.
But both of those players are missing that one thing that just solidified, shut all the critics down.
And the crazy part is they say Harden's going to be better, but I don't think Harden has to be better than what he was last year. He's got to be more.
He didn't really do that. I mean,
he still averaged 22. It might have been ugly.
Ugly 22.
He just got to be more.
There was 3-17.
He got to get the chemistry down.
Yeah. There was 3-17s in there.
He got to get the chemistry together.
I will say something that
that's what I need.
Did you see the report? And I saw the clip.
22 to 24 is still with me.
Did you see the report that James Harden, unlike most off seasons, has already started his training and conditioning? As soon as he signed the next day after he signed the deal. I saw a clip of him and Sam Cassell and Maxie. Yeah, like he's in the gym like
we're talking about the man weight working for the last 3 years. So he does.
I'm just glad to see him doing something different. I'm like, oh, we're gonna get a resurgence.
I need about 22 to 24.
Awesome, better shooting splits than 3-17.
Yeah, like I said, 22 to 24, 9 assists, 7 rebounds. That's what I need from James Harden.
That get you a championship?
That'll give me if it's a consistent. See,
what you need from Joel?
28 to 30. And 12 rebounds.
So we still running offense doing big still.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. If you want to win a title, it has to be doing big, in my opinion.
So James Harden gotta be the complimentary piece.
Yeah, absolutely.
He can't be the man. He can't be Houston Harden.
When was that time? Yeah. According to y'all, when was that time we seen Houston Harden?
Joel said he can't be that guy.
Joel
said it himself. He can't be that guy.
Periodically in Brooklyn.
I saw like the first 3 or 5 games in Philly.
Exactly. That's about it. But now, and I'm paying Tobias 30. He's the highest paid player on my team. And he got to give me 18.
I didn't think that contract made sense.
He got to give me 18 points.
I need more than 18. At least 18. You say he played best for Harden, of course. I got to see it.
I mean, you say me not too. That's the only time he hits the shot is when Harden passes the ball.
What do we expect from Tyrese Maxey after what we saw
He needs to be the second best scorer on the team, to be honest. It probably won't be Harden.
You want Harden to be the third scoring option?
I need Maxey to at least get 20. I need all three of them over 20. I need Maxie at 22, to be honest. Okay. I think he could do it. I would put him at 18 to 20. I think he's still a little bit away.
Looking at the roster as it stands, I think Philly did well in the offseason.
And then plus, I got the Anthony Milton on the bench. So.
That was actually, yeah, that's the reason. And then you got a dog in PJ who hit baseline three when
PJ, necessary. You're starting.
He's starting.
Tobias and PJ are my big men. So, I'm on my weeds.
Things.
You know, PJ might be on minutes.
Yeah. He'll split minutes with Daniel House.
Yeah, because he's kind of slow.
Because Daniel House is a small forward.
Yeah, he's kind of slow. PJ.
I could really, correct me if I'm wrong, because you're more of a Tobias guy than I am.
Yeah.
If I got Daniel House out there at small, could I put Tobias at the power? Because he's bigger than him? He's bigger than him, right?
He is.
So we can put him at the four?
Tobias is 6'9".
He can play four.
Daniel House is 6'7".
Okay. So I could put Tobias at the 40.
Yeah, he could.
And I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I would do that then.
Yeah.
I would do that. I would have House because, like you said, I put PJ on minute restrictions. Not that he can't play with Harden, but split the minutes between him and House.
No, it was his defense. His defense.
Good or bad?
I mean, it's good, but he ain't quick.
So split the minutes out.
Yeah, he's an old veteran. House jump.
Yeah, split the minutes out. That way you can still have to buy his, get his full money's worth. We're paying him. We're going to play him.
Oh, absolutely.
Philly has to win this season, and I said at worst, next season.
I would literally
– at worst.
I think it's this season.
They really need to do it this year, though.
Next year, it's too much pressure.
Because the window's closing.
Yeah, when it's
contracts expire. When
the pressure is too close.
Injuries happen.
Injuries happen.
Hamstrings, man.
Hamstrings. Joel got everything. You name it, he done been hurt with.
Face.
That's what I'm saying. He already got bad knees.
Bad knees. First thing to go on a big or 7-footer, man.
That's why I said he
really the way I said 2 years being nice. Yeah, I really need to win this
year. Title of bust, to be honest.
I've been saying that though.
And I don't know if I already said, I think I got him in the finals. If I had
the comment, you had him in the finals last year. The comment, and they would have been, they ran to Miami, but, and no fault of theirs, Jimmy Butler. You're gonna run into that problem with Jimmy Butler. My five teams in the East, top five, no particular order. Miami ain't going nowhere, so kiss my ass. I'm a Jimmy Butler fan for one. Miami's definitely that wasn't for you.
Oh, I was like,
that's for anybody that said Miami ain't gonna make it.
Whoa, I said that last year.
You did, and they proved you wrong yet once again. And they were a 3-point shot away, three from Jimmy Butler away.
You need everything you could, man. No Tyler Hero.
He would have gave the Warriors a better fight than Jason Tatum. Oh my God, I was so mad.
It wouldn't look like.
My God, he would have.
I know.
He would have. He probably still would have lost, but he would have gave a way better fight. He would have locked his ass.
Or Clay or Drew.
Whoever he guard, clamps. Whoa, that's what he forgot.
Really, what guy is Wiggins?
Yeah, nah, for real. So don't sleep on the Miami Heat. As long as Pat Riley is the boss, they are always in the conversation. Do not. That is a winning culture.
The team that could drop after this year, after next season, could be the Bucks.
Yep.
Because of Middleton.
Yep. You remember, huh? That's why I don't talk about it as much. I'm like, after he went down, I was like.
He already got no ACLs.
I know. He has a history.
That's what I'm saying. He already got done. He just what he
and then he got hurt.
MCL or something like that.
I think it was MCL.
Because he can't turn no ACL. He got
done. So and he went out the first round.
Yeah.
Against Chicago. So I'm like, imagine what would have happened if he survived that round and then had to go against.
Yeah.
Boston, Miami,
But Giannis is a different type of player, so that's the only reason.
Oh, he carried him as far as he could.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only reason they still top five.
They did exactly. They did it, and they will be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the only reason they still top five because Giannis.
Who are they? Let's check their roster. Who are they re-signing? I know they brought back Serge. I know we talked about that. Oh, he better show improve this year because he ain't nothing last year.
He got no back.
He ain't do a damn thing last year.
They didn't win that
world. He ain't do a damn thing. He didn't do a damn thing last year. He looked good on 2K, though. He ain't do a damn thing. So they got that deal, I guess, pending. He didn't even say how much
best,
yet.
Best deal they got.
He's 33, bruh.
Yeah, he remember he didn't play for a year and a half.
I know.
They did get – they got my guy.
They did resign Bobby Portis.
They got my guy. They got Jones.
Mm-hmm. I told you about that.
I know you did. I don't know what Utah was thinking. They had other stuff going on.
Danny Ainge ain't worried about Joe Ingles right now.
Yeah, exactly. They had other stuff going on.
So we got Giannis on a bet extension. Chris is technically a free agent this upcoming season, but all his money's guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All his money's guaranteed. This right here, this remaining on his contract. I'm not excited. I wouldn't either.
If I do, it's not at $37 million.
No, you got to take a hometown discount, baby.
I'm not going to offer
the league. You got to take a hometown discount because I don't
know. I'm knocking that down to 20.
How am I going to be able to rely on you at this point? Drew is in a better extension situation here.
Yeah, I'm ready to talk to you in a minute, too.
He's up for some money, but there's some money he won't get more likely because he won't hit the certain benchmarks he need to hit to get it. That's why it's in the unlikely incentive. Grayson Allen had a down year kind of because he got in some trouble and underperformed.
Yeah, exactly.
So his money's guaranteed here, but he won't get that $1.2 million bonus right there.
So your best – you're going to need Bobby Portis to step up.
Oh, I said that. Yeah, and he's not playing the four. He's playing five.
Oh, absolutely.
Because this guy – Brooke's out of here. Brooke about to retire.
I got a suit.
Coach. Coach Lowe. Coach Lowe.
I got a jacket.
Yo, Coach Lowe.
But you know who can run that second string off? He's helped.
Oh, man. Once he get his, what, he turns ACL?
Yeah.
He get his ACL back together. Mm-hmm. And they're on a team mid-level, too.
Mm-hmm. He can run. That's why they liked him so much. They did resign Wesley Matthews.
Also. I did see that. And Patty's still a part of the team, too. I think he's a free agent after the season as well. So that'll be negotiable.
Yeah.
He'll take a discount.
You got to play your man.
We got Wesley on the minimum, though.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You still got to play who?
You got to play his younger brother, Tanasis.
That's the older brother.
Tanasis
is the older of the oldish.
Yeah.
Out of all of them. He was the first.
They got to play him. Oh, boy. Who else they gonna play?
Johnson.
Who else they gonna?
Unless he got defense, though.
Unless I'm resigning Brooke and bring him off the bench.
Might be starting at center. I don't know why they got him as power forward. That's a lie. He playing five. Mm-hmm. He one of the best centers with a 3-point clip I've seen. Where?
Mark John Bunker.
Oh, Mark John Bootcamp?
Yeah.
He's a rookie. They drafted him.
Oh, because they signed a 4-year deal.
He's the one that likes Scottie Pippen in the face.
Oh, okay.
Remember?
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to shoot then.
Yeah.
Coach Hill.
What you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
He on minute restriction.
Nah, no.
Team mid level. He is on minute. That's Coach.
They never signed Carter too. So.
Oh yeah, I expected that.
They running out of us.
Well, you know, because Bembry injured himself in the playoffs, or was it end of the season? I think it was against Brooklyn.
Yeah,
he ended up getting injured. So I think they ended up waving him because he tore something in his leg. They ended up letting.
They might resign him.
Who? Oh, Jordan Orr?
Yeah, they probably.
He's restricted, so.
Yeah, they probably keep
it. It all depends. If somebody matches that qualifying offer, my thing is, what has he done to get anything more than that?
To get a match.
So he probably gonna pick up that qualifying offer.
Yeah,
He'll take it. I'm pretty sure Jeff Teague's retired, ain't he? He got a ring though.
He's officially retired.
You might as well be.
My sources don't say he's officially retired.
So he unofficially officially retired?
No, exactly. To my knowledge.
I'll tell you who I miss on this roster, man. I hate that they had to let him go. DiVincenzo.
Oh, man. I thought he was going to go back, too.
I thought he was, too, but they ain't got no money for him. Mm-hmm. Warriors actually could pay him.
Yeah, they could.
He looked good. See, what they did was they offered – I got a report. So they offered Gary Payton the contract first.
Yeah.
He got a bigger offer in Portland. They gave DiVincenzo the money they was going to give Gary Payton the second. That's how they was able to sign DiVincenzo. He picked the contract because Sacramento didn't offer.
Yeah.
They didn't make an offer.
Yeah, they let him go.
They let him walk.
Yeah, I saw that.
So that's how that worked out. Gary Payton had took the offer the Warriors gave him, which was less money than what he was eligible for. He took the max after getting championship, which I would have. Dude took like, what, 10 years to get to the pros?
Cool.
Gary Payton. He's been like five, six years in the G League for a minute. So if I'm him and I finally get a ring, I'm at my highest value right now. I'm taking the max, whatever's offered to me. Because I don't know if I'm going to ever get this again.
Apparently, that's where they grew up, too. He grew up near there.
Seattle. Yeah, so it's better going back home, basically. Yeah, basically. He went to school there, so he played for the Oregon Beavers.
Oh, okay, yeah, exactly.
So he's home.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. He's basically from there.
So he did a video. He said called out his Beaver, you know, to come out and support. So he's back home now, so that'll be good. I think Portland, with what they've done so far, I forget the owner's name right now. It's
the new owner.
I said it the other day when we talked about it.
Even though I heard that might be on pause.
What?
They might not be getting
so
what I read, because it's supposed to be the dude from Nike.
Okay, so I'm not that's what I'm talking about. Not the owner, the GM.
Oh, the new GM. The new GM.
I forget his name right now.
I don't talk about
but that. He did say he was trying to build a team around Dame. So far, I'm impressed. I will take it. I will take what he's
speaking. I don't like the comparisons. I think we talked about this.
What's that?
And Bradley Beal.
What about him? Not running from the grind?
Yeah, that, but they try to compare them because they don't both run. But the difference is, Dame don't miss the playoffs.
That's true.
This is Dame's first year that I know that I can think of they missed the playoffs.
And he was hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
Did he sit out the whole season?
Most of it.
So as of right now, let's just discuss who they drafted.
This is Dame too. Signed the extension.
I didn't know they even had another one for him.
He's the only person I know that got an extension. He got the rookie extension. Then he got the Supermax extension. So he got another extension.
I said, damn. They had another one? There's another one.
There's no more money.
So this dude is guaranteed. Check this out. $259 million.
Or the next guaranteed. 5 years.
Then they break down the last 2 years of the new extension. I think one year is like 58
or something,
and the other is 63 per season.
Yeah,
this dude's averaging $50 million a season.
Yeah,
on the new extension right now it's 43.
The next one,
mm-hmm. And they still build around him. That's what blew me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, they gave him that, and he still can build.
Yeah, I do remember the GM that you're talking about said they said we're gonna do everything we can to give Dame. Everything we can. I'll not like Washington. Mm. What has Washington done in the offseason? We living off of Porzingis.
They made the playoffs with Westbrook.
We living off of Porzingis.
They made the playoffs.
Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah.
And praying that Bradley will help. Yeah.
Let's talk about the Blazers. Wizards is a different beast. Let's talk about the Wizards right now. Wizards are Bradley Beal and the gang. That's all I got for them. So the Phoenix Simmons got a guaranteed $100 million. Mm-hmm. Cha-ching. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Grant acquired via trade $21 million.
Last year.
It's okay.
But if you ball out,
he up for a bag.
You give me 20 and 10.
We're gonna extend him. He's up for an extension. He's up for an extension.
You damn skippy.
Yeah. Nurkic guaranteed $70 million left on his deal.
Dame, that's Dame's idea.
Dame hooked him up. Yeah. Josh Hart. I mean, just keep doing what you're doing.
You just threes.
Just keep doing what you're doing. Gary Payton II, finishing up a contract, 8.3, guaranteed $26 million. No trade, mid-level exception.
Mm-hmm. That's a rookie.
Okay, yeah. He showed some promise in summer league. Shaden Sharp.
He could score.
Be careful. I think he got hurt.
He got hurt. They say he should be good though in a week or two.
Shut him down for the rest of the rest of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Nasir Little.
He's still there doing his thing.
Still on rookie contract. Justice Winslow, just stay healthy, man. That's all we need. I don't want nothing else from you. If all else fails, just stay healthy.
I don't need you to score. Realize
the best ability is availability. Period. Keon Johnson. I know the Clippers kind of just said, you know, peace, but it's okay.
Right.
The Blazers are gonna give you your time to shine. All you gotta do is show up when your number's called. And you're still on a rookie contract yourself. Overall, man, these other guys, just fill out the bench role players. Oh, yeah, Drew Eubanks is on a minimum contract. Decent from the Spurs.
Yeah.
Got Greg Brown III and Trenton Watford.
Yeah, they drafted him last year.
Uh-huh. Trenton Watford, I remember that name. Yeah, and then they waived Eric Bledsoe.
Thank God.
Dead cap. Put him in a dead cap situation. Mm-hmm. They waived
him. We'll worry about that later.
He's waived.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, I mean, just from the looks of it, I mean, you don't. There's really nothing else you can do with this roster right now.
No. But it's good enough to get them in the playoffs.
It's good enough to make a run.
Because I'm getting 30 from Dame, 30 and 9 from Dame.
I'm curious to see what a healthy Dame going to do now. He didn't have a whole season to rehab
and
recover.
30 and 9. Simons, I'm going to get 15 to 18. Jeremy Grant, I need 20.
Based on the way the roster is structured and Chauncey Billups being a former point guard himself, I could see him having a Tyrese Maxey breakout season.
Yeah.
I think this season is going to be the breakout season. 20? He can go for 20.
20, 22. If I get that from him and Jeremy Grant?
He averaged that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
20 and 9, and then he had a breakout. He averaged 18 as a career high for him.
I think he can take another level. I think he can get 20.
About 20, 22?
20, 22 points per game.
Because,
I mean, at the end of the day, Dane's running the offense, and he's not going to always take the shot. He don't have to.
No, absolutely not.
Until the fourth quarter. That's just what he does. That's what he does. Dame time.
Damn, I'm going to quit playing. I'm going to get your turn.
The fourth quarter is Dame time.
I'm quit playing.
We talked about Summer League a little bit. We talked about the air that – Paolo Banchero is going to be benched the rest of Summer League. No surprise there.
Absolutely.
LiAngelo Ball did make it to Summer League. He only played restricted minutes.
So he played a lot.
Yeah, but he did make it. They did. Yeah. He got out of health and safety protocols, but he didn't really get to show too much based on limited minutes.
Yeah.
So hopefully the next couple games he'll be able to do something with that.
Enough to get on the G League.
4.6, 1.1 on average minutes. What are you going to do with that?
Right.
What are you going to do with that? Well, what are you going to do with that? Ain't much I can say about that other than if the Charlotte Hornets don't figure out the drama that's going on in Charlotte, with players getting locked up, players catching charges, Montrezl Harrell, Miles Bridges, players getting their extensions revoked and contract offers revoked. The list goes on and on and on and on.
Don't forget, resign here, coach.
Let's move on.
Oh, man.
So, what else am I missing? What y'all think? Did we cover everything? What else am I missing?
Playing tournament. It's official. They're going to keep the playing tournament and not make it year to year. It's going to be a playing tournament every year.
I thought that was.
It was just on the last 2 years was just like a trial basis, apparently. Yeah. And now they said they're just going to make it that.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. It makes teams have to fight.
Absolutely.
You know, you can't get comfortable. You can lose your spot.
Yeah.
You could definitely lose your spot. Last but not least, before we go, right now, you got the top 10 teams in Summer League. Detroit Pistons, 2-0. Jazz, 2-0. Raptors, 1-0. Clippers, 1-0. Miami at 5. New York Knicks at 6. 2-1. Portland, 2-1 at 7. Orlando's 2-1 at 8.
The top two teams play for the title?
That's what I think that's how they do it. Because I don't think they have it based on divisions. I think it's just based on ranking.
Oh, okay.
So the Wizards wrap up the top 10.
Yeah.
And everybody else falls from there. So we're going to stop it there. There's not much to talk about. So we got the Rockets there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we'll see what happens. But I don't know if you saw the report. They are going to give out a rings for Summer League championship.
Oh, I did see that. They deserve it, man. If I'm not here playing.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I'm playing for a spot, but a ring is nice, too.
Nice touch. Is there anything else I need to cover? We talked about DeAndre Ayton. I mentioned Miles Turner. We talked about John Collins. We talked about the two players that got swept out the first round by the Boston Celtics that don't deserve all the pressure getting yet the whole league.
They left Lakers on the first round.
Y'all didn't even make the playoffs or the play-in last year. Y'all still get talked
we,
about.
Not, we're number one. Even
now, I see why Kenny Perkins gets up and walks off the field every time. Look,
is it the Lakers or is KD and Kyrie?
Man, why are we talking about these guys? So, I'm going to wrap this up here. We're at a good stopping point. So, I don't know what
Instagram. Tell me underscore fresh. Oh, wait.
And you can follow me, Ty Slater, on social media platforms. But another episode of GTA Heat Check. Brought to you by GTA Sports Network. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Subscribe to our channel, GTA Sports. And don't forget GTASports.com for all things in the world of sports. It's Ty Slater with Tony Turner. Until next time, we out.
Thank you for tuning in to Heat Check with Ty Slater and Antonio Turner. Follow GTA Sports Network on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. You can follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. And check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.